Download the action. Uploaded without retraction. Hope you survive the show.
Welcome to Shadow Public Radio. You are alone with me, D Shadow. This time, you should be alarmed. Welcome. Let us sit here together quietly as we think about the unrelenting horror of possibility, of all the things that could be made, might be made, should be made. The mind quivers! Hello. Welcome. As you are just now realizing in awestruck horror, there's no one in the booth but me this week. My partner, Jay Shadow, is busy with another project, which I'll plug a little bit later, just so you know kind of where he is. But this means I was given the unique opportunity to record, edit, produce, release this entire episode all by myself. And as you can see from the sweet remix of our theme song that you just listened to, this is going to be great. This is going to be fantastic. No one should be concerned. Do not alert the authorities. Oh, no. Yes, you're right. Oh, no. So enjoy. Before I forget, this is not the new podcast that we've been teasing. This is not it. This is not a rope-a-dope situation. The new podcast is still coming out this month in June, sometime in this feed, this weird thing that I'm going to do lots of strange things and try stuff. This is still regular Shadow Public Radio. This still fits within the framework of our brand. And so enjoy. Enjoy. Yeah, normally all the sound editing and producing, all the fancy music is all done by Jonathan, Jay Shadow. But I'm going to figure it out the best I can with my rudimentary Pro Tools skills. So if I say something strange or weird, I can always come back and edit it out with something much more pleasant. Maybe like whatever I'm going to put here. Hey, I really like your shirt. Thanks. Let's move on to current events.
Current events.
In national news, His Excellency had a historic summit with Kim Jong-un in which he gave a lot of concessions, got nothing, or extremely little, infuriated our allies, pleased our opponents, came home, tweet celebrated. Awesome. In local news,
it's a local news break right in the middle of the news.
The reason Jonathan is not here today is because he is performing in a local production of Urinetown at Town and Gown Players. If you are local to Athens, Georgia, you should come and see it, to see him in physical, corporeal form on stage, singing and dancing and speaking. And also, if you're a follower of our podcast and our network of podcasts, you will also be able to see Josh Darnell, who is on our People versus Star Trek Voyager podcast. He is Zep Spurlock. He is the lead of the show, Bobby Strong. You will also see him sing and dance and speak words in physical form, if that's something that you would enjoy.
Now the local news is over. Back to the regular news.
In pop culture news, E3 just happened, and I feel a lot of things. Excitement, confusion, maybe a little bit of like a burning sensation. I mean, there was lots of stuff I'm excited about, but I'm starting to feel the slight bit of distance between me and the games that I supposedly love. Like I feel like maybe I just like to play old games, as I'm currently playing Skyrim for the 90th time. And yeah, I know. They quote-unquote announced Elder Scrolls 6. I watched the Bethesda press conference. Don't worry, nerds. But it's so far away. It's like years away, and I don't even know what it is that I can't even get stoked about it. It's very perplexing. I'm excited about, just talking about Bethesda stuff, like I'm excited about Starfield, even though I know nothing about it. I'm excited about Elder Scrolls 6, even though I know nothing about it. I'm kind of tentatively interested in Fallout 76, even though I know everyone's real mad that it's not, that it's gonna, you got to play with other people and they can nuke your base and all that kind of thing. But I don't know, like, I wonder if I'm coming to some sort of, like, juncture in my life where I have to accept that eventually I'm not going to be able, like, I've only sort of been able to keep up with current video game. I mean, I'm kept up with the technology, but like, I used to be very into it. You spend a lot of time and energy on it, but now it's much more like a passive sort of hobby that I keep up to date on, but I don't really have as much time to play games. And it's one of those, like, I feel like a younger version of me would be more freaked out by this lack of real interest and engagement with a lot of these newer games. But I'm not. Like, I'm just like, I guess this is just how I feel now, and maybe that's okay. I don't know. No real. So in pop culture news, I've grown older and have become sort of vague and uncertain about how I feel about this art form, even though, like I said, I'm playing video games all the time, but I'm playing older games. I'm like, new games, I'm like, that's just a thing with a Pokemon in it. I don't really care that much. I mean, should I care more? I don't know. I guess this is what happens when I have no one to talk to. Just sort of ask rhetorical questions into the ether and let them fall into the silence. Well, let's move on to our special presentation. Well, for today's special presentation, I thought it'd be fun, since I don't have Jonathan to talk to, that I would open up our vast social media empire to questions from you, the listener, our audience, and that I would respond directly on the podcast. I didn't think to do this till a couple of hours before we recorded, so I only have two questions to answer. The first comes from @NurseSnarky. Hi, Chris. Do you still get goosebumps when you hear S. Polite's voiceovers, even after all these years? For those of you who are unfamiliar or have not connected the dots, S. Polite is Sean Polite that does all of the narrator system voices for RuneClock back when we were doing that project. And the answer, of course, is yes. I get goosebumps just when he walks in the room, when he thinks of me. I think he just thought of me. Constant goosebumps from Mr. Polite. The only other question we received, or I received, was from Killian, who simply wrote, "My question is this. Why?" Which, you know, fair. I don't think I have a good answer to that question. Not for the money? Thank you for submitting your questions to Shadow Public Radio. And now, an even specialer presentation brought to you by Shadow Public Radio and the sponsors that we do not have, except for our Patreon subscribers. Never forget them. I have not forgotten them. All of their names, I would say them right now, but it would take a few moments, and I would cheapen our relationship. Enjoy this specialer presentation. A traveler came to a city on the edge of a forest. The windows were dark, the chimneys were cold, the few people he passed had empty faces and sharp teeth. This was a place where hunger wed time, and he could see that soon their vicious children would be born. He had no wish to enter this city, but his shoes carried him down into its red tile streets all the same. The traveler carried with him a box wrapped three times in cords of silver. He did not know what was inside. Along the path, next to fire and under the moon, he had told himself many times what the treasure might be. He knew it was no heavier than so, no more fragile than so, but the silver cord was wound too tight for even the tiniest peek at the contents. A long time ago, perhaps, he had promised to carry the box to the city. Of that he was sure. But as night gave slaughter to a legion of days, the rest of his charge had grown hazy. Was he to give the box to someone? Was he to perform some task with it? Were there other preparations he had needed before arriving at the city? He did not know, was not sure if he had ever known. Only the familiar weight of the box in his pack, only the road blooming in front of his feet, only the city waiting on the edge of a forest. He wandered up and down a few streets, uncertain. Fewer and fewer people could be seen, and those he did see were walking knives. The sun was dying, so he hurried on. He found an abandoned house on the end of a narrow street and slipped inside. He laid out his bedroll in what must have been the dining room of the house. He ate a few meager bites of his provisions and listened to the wind, hoping it would have some suggestions. The traveler went to sleep, his pack and the silver-wound box tight in his arms. In the dark, he dreamed of nothing, the lonely house swaying in the wind. He awoke, and his arms were wrapped around nothing. His pack was gone, and the box. The traveler cried out in fear, then in anger. He ran to the door, the morning sun beaming down on him in an empty street. Not even stopping to retrieve his meager bedroll, he ran out into the city. Up and down streets, past empty buildings and broken windows, he saw no one. Not even the few hollow people that he had seen the night before. The city was empty. Nothing but red tile streets and shattered doors and the sound of his feet hitting the ground. He ran for hours, till at last, simple exhaustion brought him to a halt. The traveler sat on the edge of a dry fountain, and he felt the sun's heat. His charge was gone, he was alone, and there was no one to explain. He groaned into his hands and took a long breath. After a time, the traveler stood. He took one last look around and then shrugged. It took him some time, but he retraced his steps to the abandoned house where he had slept and found his bedroll tangled and waiting. He folded it carefully and slung it over his shoulder. It was all he had left to carry. Taking a loose nail from a broken crossbeam, he took a few minutes to scratch his name on the outside of the front door. Then he shut it behind him and walked out of the city, beyond the city, into the dark forest, the road blooming underneath his feet. The door to the song laboratory. God, so creaky. So why didn't Jonathan oil the hinges before he left? I bet he thought that I couldn't come in the song lab without him and make a song. I bet that's what he thought. Well, I'm having that thought. Okay, so I'm alone. I'm in the song lab. There's all these songs looking at me. But I have no one to play the piano. No one to, you know, have musical skill or training. So here's what we'll do. I have to turn in a song by myself. This is the iron law of this podcast. There must be a song. So what I'm going to attempt to do for your entertainment is I found, you know, a beat, a sick beat on the internet, and I'm just gonna have to kind of freestyle this. Yeah, I'm sure nothing will go wrong. Don't think, say words, find the beat, and pray to the birds. The birds will show you how to find the way amongst the tones. Oh no, you're already second guessing, you can feel the fear in your bones. Leave me alone, you weird medical hiss. Is this the way I'm supposed to be, or just an android kiss? Love the way you're coming with this beat, oh so strange. Wait, is this a stage from F-Zero? This is just a stage from F-Zero. F-Zero is coming for your life tonight. Gotta find a way to fight the beat that's coming for you. This is where the chorus should go. But I don't know. I don't know. Not doing well at this freestyle thing. I think I'm just gonna use what I've already recorded and do some weird sound editing things. Just an android kiss. Android kiss. 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 Birds. Freestyle thing. Birds. Kiss. Birds. Kiss. For you. For you. Birds. Just an android kiss. Birds. Well, I think we can all agree that is equally, at least as good as what Jonathan and I normally produce together. I'm sure we can all look forward to lots of other opportunities to where I can be left alone in the studio to produce works of musical value and relevance like what you've just heard. There's no plural. I shall now go to my farewells. Farewells. Well, thank you for listening to this strange little special event podcast. One that the fans and the Shadow Wiki will long remember. Where were you when episode 23 came out? Where were you? Where did you hear it the first time? People will be cosplaying different portions of it at ShadowCon. It will be certainly an event for the ages. Thank you so much for listening, for exploring just a little, some me time, some inside of my brain time. We will be back in 2 weeks with our regular episode. Don't worry, Jonathan will be back. It'll be much more normal and standard as usual. We just didn't want to miss a scheduled podcast, even though Jonathan was busy. But don't worry, next one will be normal. Also, sometime this month, we swear, the new audio drama podcast that we're very excited about. It's not silly in any way, I don't think. Maybe it's a little silly. No, it's not. It's super, super serious and spooky, and we hope you're really going to love it. That will appear in this feed at some point in June. The moment we have it done, we're going to send it to the Patreon subscribers first and let them listen to it first for a day or so. But then you guys get it. You don't have to do anything special. It will just appear in the feed if you are subscribed, and you should be. Don't forget to rate and review, especially this episode specifically. If this is your first episode of Shadow Public Radio, welcome. It's always like this. It's never any different. It's always just this. Just me, just this strange person, talking ad nauseum into the abyss as he huddles carefully, trying not to fall into the abyss. But sometimes the abyss looks a little, you know, a little appealing. You know, sometimes you're like a pro-abyss. You have those days. But thank you so much. As always, we look forward to hearing from you, speaking to you, speaking at you. Please rate and review, subscribe, and join the Patreon. Smash that bell. I know that's a YouTube thing, but find a bell and smash it. Goodbye.
Shadow Public Radio, just talking about Shadow Public Radio.